Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Tremors Cast. I'm Jonathan Melville, author of the upcoming book Seeking Perfection, The Unofficial Guide to Tremors, which I'm writing to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Universal's 1990 film. The book will go behind the scenes of the first film and all of its sequels, plus a 13-episode TV series, interviewing the cast and crew and offering insights into all aspects of the franchise. As with previous episodes, this one will only last around 10 to 15 minutes, and this time we hear some audio from my interview with actress Ariana Richards, Mindy in Tremors and Tremors 3 Back to Perfection, and also one of the stars of Jurassic Park. The book's manuscript continues to come together, though there's still a way to go before it's ready for its December publication date. There's still some interviews to carry out for the TV series, and there's been a lot of fact-checking going on lately. It's looking like the first film will make up the bulk of the book, around a quarter of it, and the rest will be devoted to the sequels in the TV series. Last month found Tremors being discussed by the UK's Hammered Horror podcast, and they kindly invited me on to discuss the Tremors franchise and the upcoming book. I'm not sure if I made much sense, but if you want to hear a fun take on the Tremors movies, head over to hammeredhorror.net and search for episode 11. The link will also be in the show notes for this podcast. Elsewhere, Burt Gummer himself, Michael Gross, recently took to Twitter and Facebook to share photos from his various films and TV shows and to offer news on upcoming projects. You can find him on Twitter at twitter.com/MichaelGrossBiz. That's Michael Gross, B-I-Z. And on Facebook at facebook.com/actor Michael Gross. Fans of the Tremors TV show can also find Rosalita, aka actress Gladys Jimenez, on Facebook at facebook.com/, and I'll spell this one, GladysJimenez. Gladys Jimenez. And on Twitter at twitter.com/GladysJimenez1. Finally, I spoke to actress Ariana Richards back in September 2013, and she took some time to discuss being cast in Tremors, learning to pogo stick, working on the set with other perfectionites, and returning for Tremors 3. This is just a few minutes of the interview, with Ariana being quoted at length in the book itself, and I started by asking how she was cast in the role of Mindy.
I have to say, playing Mindy in Tremors started my tradition of playing a young person who becomes a survivor while being attacked by monsters.
You're known for that, aren't you? Yeah.
Yes. And that was the beginning. Yeah. It really laid the groundwork, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, what was it? I mean, how did, you know, back then, how did your career work? I mean, I'm guessing, was it your parents maybe that got scripts through, or did you have an agent that would get scripts and then come to you? How did it work?
Oh, yeah, I had an agent. I actually started acting when I was about 6 years old because I was excited about trying things out, like acting and modeling. And my parents said, okay, we'll support you and we'll let you try it out. And it just started taking off right away. I had a lot of fun and started working on different projects. And I was about 8 years old by the time I auditioned for Tremors. So my agent contacted us, let me know there was an audition to go to for Tremors. Mm-hmm. And there weren't a whole lot of lines that my character had, so it wasn't a really in-depth verbal audition. But I went to meet everybody. They liked me. I got a call back. The agent told me the producers wanted to meet me next. So I went back and met with the producers. And there I am in the audition room chatting with them, and they asked me, so, Ariana, can you pogo stick? And I, being the consummate imposter that every actor needs to be, even at age 8, I said, absolutely. And that afternoon, after I left the audition, my mom took me to go buy a pogo stick, and I practiced on that thing. It actually took quite a bit of time to get the hang of it, but once I did, I was up to about 500 counts when I started filming the movie.
Brilliant. And did you and your I mean, who went up to the it was Lone Pine, of course, you were filming on.
Yes.
So was it a case, I mean, I guess younger actors have to do schoolwork and things like that. I mean, how did was that the case yeah. then? Yeah.
That's true. That's yeah. true. You're correct. When you're filming as a young actor, you have a set teacher who is relegated to you on that film set, and they're responsible for making sure that you get your allotted time in every day at your studies. And they also just watch out for your general welfare mm-hmm. During the filming as well. So we had a nice set teacher that took care of all that.
Brilliant.
And we'd play baseball occasionally. Well, I didn't know how to play baseball, but I'd, try to catch things uh-huh. and throw them in between occasionally.
Yeah. And did you know?
I remember Lone Pine.
Yeah.
I remember Lone Pine. Quite a stunning location, actually.
Yeah.
It was teeming with creatures, even like worms weren't the only creatures we had to deal with. There were rattlesnakes and scorpions.
All right. And can you remember sort of thinking of it as a bit of an adventure, or was it just like, playing in the desert? Did you get a chance to sort of go off and play about, or, what was that like being on the set?
Oh, yeah. It was all an adventure, being on set, seeing the worms for the first time, for example, they were not very scary in real life.
No.
Not at all. but I kind of got the sense that the special effects guys kind of created as they went along, depending on what a scene might call for. They would manipulate the worm and drag it through the sand, or be dumping goo and special effects blood on it, things like that.
Uh-huh.
I remember that when the biggest special effects moment, I think, that I noticed happened during the filming was when the special effects guys put some sort of explosive device inside the worm and then covered it all with a lot of special effects gum and glue and mm-hmm. blood, and then exploded it out, and all the worm guts went everywhere. Of course, I thought that was fun.
Yeah. Well, you had, there's some great bits as well as in the imperfection when you go out onto the rocks, trying to escape, and you kind of all are there as a team, as a almost like a family, I suppose. The villagers, the townsfolk. And that looked like it was quite good fun. I mean, what was it like? I mean, I spoke to Michael Gross, and he kind of talked, and everybody really talks about the kind of family atmosphere. Can you remember, did you sort of feel that? Did it feel quite a friendly place to be?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of great people to hang out with, and a lot of great things to do. For example, the writers. Everybody was having fun on the set, I think, mm-hmm. and the writers too. Brent Maddock and S.S. Wilson. They were there during the filming, and they were having a good time. They had a great time writing the script. They were enjoying being part of the filming, and so it was neat to have them present and get to know them as well.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to Ariana for taking the time to speak to me. And if you head over to her website at Gallery Ariana, you can find out about her current art projects and read about upcoming appearances. That's about it for this episode. You can check out the blog at tremorsguide.com for links to previous podcasts, including interviews with Tremors creators S.S. Wilson and Brent Maddock and actor Tony Gennaro. You can also find the book at twitter.com/tremorsguide and facebook.com/tremorsguide. I'll have another podcast online soon, just as soon as I finish the next chapter.